Don't mind us, we're playing through. Here's Froggy and Wacker.
Welcome to another edition of the Playing Through podcast. It's Froggy from Elvis Duran and the Morning Show. On Twitter, we are at Playthrough Golf, are at Froggy Radio, and at Brian Wacker 1. So today, Brian is live on site at this week's Honda Classic, and we have a very great story on the phone for many, many, many reasons. Eric Compton, who played his way into the Honda Classic, is joining us. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
No, thank you so much for giving your time. So, Brian, I'm going to let you set up the stage because I know you're friends with Eric, and you can kind of lead us through the journey that Eric has been through that is leading us to watching him play this weekend on the PGA Tour.
Well, first, we should applaud the modern technology because, I'm here at the Honda Classic. You're in the studio in South Florida, and Eric is joining us from home in Miami. A veteran move, by the way, Eric, to forego the practice round today on Wednesday when it's a busy Pro-Am day, and there's a lot going on at the golf course. But thanks again for joining us. And, everyone, of course, is familiar with Eric's story, two-time heart transplant recipient, but let's save that for later. Let's talk about you getting back onto the PGA Tour, Monday qualifying here. And, you've spent the last 3 years on the web.com tour since 2017, 2018, and this season as well, decided to Monday qualify. I don't think people really understand how difficult it is for you guys to qualify this way for a tour event. It might be one of the more difficult ways to get into a PGA Tour event, but you shot 65, eagled the last hole to get in and take medalist honors. So can you put that into context, Eric, how difficult it is to Monday on the PGA Tour?
Oh, well, no, it was so easy. I just showed up and shot 65.
You
know,
oh, yeah.
Nothing to it, right?
There you go.
Monday qualifying is amongst tour players is somewhat of a joke because, it's not a joke, but it is a joke because it's so hard. I mean, if you put, for the viewers into context, there was 444 players that signed up on Wednesday that did not have any kind of professional tour status to get into the Monday qualifier. And they had it at four different sites. So 12 guys got in on those different sites, and then 156 players. And I would say out of the 156, there's probably, 20 or 30 players that maybe passed champions on the PGA Tour or have won on the web.com tour.
Wow.
And then, you have outstanding college players that are coming up that are the next stars of the tour that may have not made it all the way to the web.com this year or are just chasing the Monday qualifiers. So with that said, I mean, it was a very strong field, probably stronger than or as strong as a web.com championship field. And everyone's getting out of the parking lot laughing and looking over their shoulder. And you just got to bring it. I mean, it's basically step on the gas from the first hole. And I've done these before where, you bogey or make a triple after five or six holes, and you just kind of have to eliminate yourself from the field. And, it's not – you never want to withdraw from an event, but Monday qualifying is just – it's like a roll of dice. And fortunately, I came out on top this time. I've done it a few times in my career. I've had some crazy stories. I actually flew out to the LA one year for the Riviera, and I remember I five putted the 17th green. I knocked it on a par five and ended up birdieing the last hole and getting in a playoff, and then lost in the first hole in the playoff.
Oh.
And flew all the way back to Miami. What is that, 6 hour flight?
Right, after five putting on a par five.
Then, right, but then I went out to Riviera one year and I Monday qualified when I didn't have any status, and I won the qualifier, and then shot 63 on Sunday at the tournament with Charles Howell, and finished 25th, and I think I made like $60,000 or $55,000 for the week. So, you know, I came home and I was really, really excited. But I think this time it's different. I mean, I've been playing really, really well this year and got myself in contention on the Web.com Tour. And, you know, even though the Web.com Tour is a feeder tour for the PGA Tour,
I don't think people realize the talent that's on the Web.com Tour. There's a lot of talent out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's you have a mix of all kinds of players. And really, if you look at the tour, you know, in the start of the season, there's always rookies that win. You know, Cameron Champ came out. I played a lot with him last year. And, you know, you look at Justin Thomas and guys that have come off the web. I mean, it's just, it's basically the PGA Tour. So having not played a PGA event in 3 years is hard for me to even put my mind around. The last time I qualified for any, you know, going out and doing a qualifier was really the U.S. Open, where I finished 36 holes in a qualifier and then went on to have the success in finishing second at the U.S. Open.
Are you nervous about tomorrow? I mean, are you nervous to tee it up for your first event in many years? I mean, what's going through your mind?
It's the same as any other professional tournament, web.com or, you know, playing. I played the Honda, you know, probably 7 or 8 times, maybe more. So, it's a familiar.
Tied for fourth here back in 2013, right?
2013, I had a good showing there. And, you know, I think I bogeyed the last hole to finish fourth, but it was still a great tournament for me. And, you know, I'm just excited to play. And I know that today is, you know, all about getting rest, because Monday qualifying and then playing. I played 9 holes in the practice round, so I'm used to pacing myself and knowing what I have to do with my body. And then just hopefully this week I get off to a good start, and you know, there's going to always be good shots and bad shots and how you handle it, and hopefully the chips fall in your direction. But it's nice to just be out there and see a lot of familiar faces, from the reps to a lot of some of the older players, and actually the face of the PGA Tour, like I said, you know, a lot of the guys are guys that I played with last year on the web.com that graduated. So it's, you know, as far as looking at each other, you know, we're all familiar with the same guys. I mean, it's unfortunate the way the schedule has changed, that, you know, Tiger's not playing, and actually I got a text from him this morning, and he said, you know, congrats on getting in, and have a good week. So, I'm, you know, hopeful that maybe I could get into Bay Hill next week. But when I said that to him, he said, why don't you focus on this tournament this week? So, if anything that I can learn from him over is just how strong he is with his mind. And there's been a lot of people that have reached out to me this week, and, you know, obviously being kind of a local guy and having the story that I have, you know, Jack Nicklaus, it's his tournament. Was happy that I got back into playing his tournament, and you know, it just feels good to have a lot of people that believe in me, and I've been working really, really hard. So it you know, it's nice that things are falling in the right direction right now.
What is the most difficult thing about going from the PGA Tour, which, you know, you played on from 2012 through 2016. Of course, you mentioned the runner-up at the 2014 U.S. Open. And if it wasn't for Martin Keimer that week, we'd be having a different conversation. But what is the hardest thing going from, you know, out here, the big tour? I saw you on the range earlier in the week, and a lot of people and just a lot of players and so forth. But what is the hardest thing when you go from all the trappings and luxuries, and obviously this is the biggest stage, to having to play the web.com and adjust to that?
Well, I think that's a great question. I think it depends on the player. I know for me personally, playing the web.com tour, it's great to be in competition, but I'm more of a tactical player. You know, I drive it, for the most part, pretty straight, and I have a tidy short game, and you know, I keep it around in the mix of making cuts, and I'm not a player that always gets in contention, but I'm always finishing somewhere in the middle of the pack. And when I do get a hot putter or hit a few closer iron shots, I get close to the lead. With that said, on the PGA Tour, for me, the biggest difference is it really rewards somebody who drives the ball straight. I know that we all talk about how long you hit it and things like that. That actually is more of an advantage on the web.com tour. I just think because the golf courses probably are not as manicured as well, and we tend to play courses that are a little bit more wide open. So for me, I feel more comfortable on PGA Tour courses because I know I can play center of the green and let the birdies fall into place. Like this week at the Honda, it's not going to be a course where you got to shoot 25 or 20 under par. It's right. More about the importance of a par. And I think the younger guys that come from the web.com that are going to be the next superstars have to make the adjustment of how to maybe hit a few more balls in play under a lot more stress, because there's more stress when you play a PGA event. There's more people asking for your attention. There's autographs. There's media. And what happens is from the minute you get yourself on the property and you walk from the car to your locker, there's somebody going to stop you and ask you a question or things. And it's the balance of trying to be a nice guy and talk to people and being able to just zone in and get your work done and get out. And, you know, I mean, that's just kind of handling being a professional athlete. When you're on a team, somebody's doing that for you. But when right. you're an individual, you know, you get singled out and sometimes and that can be hard. And, you know, the web, you don't really deal with those kind of things on the web.com tour. You're just trying to learn how to play golf and learn how to win tournaments. But the PGA Tour just has so much more things that you have to deal with. And then when you get a major championships, it even gets more, you know. You got to deal with family and
right.
and getting badges and tickets. There's just a lot. There's a lot that goes on to being a professional athlete in golf.
Yeah, I don't want to go backwards or anything, but I do want to point out that your morning's going a lot better than mine, only just by the significant fact that you got a text from Tiger Woods this morning. I did not. But you know, I wanted to ask you. A couple years ago, Tiger had some health issues and was out of the game and was not even really able to walk or even sit up long. Was there a time you thought that, number one, he was done, and number two, do you think that he will win another major championship, Eric?
I think that he has a good chance to win Pebble Beach this year, but he's up against some different players now. You know, Dustin Johnson is, you know, I think the front runner for Pebble Beach. He's always played well there, and there's guys that are just as talented, if not more talented than him physically now. He has to, you know, sharpen up his short game a little bit and get back to where he was in you know, his earlier career in 2000. I think he hits the ball as well as he's ever hit it right now. He really looks good around his swing. It's just, you know, getting hot with a putter. So I think any given week in the next 10 years, he might have he's going to have good chances at major championships. There's
right.
no doubt. And half the battle is just getting into the major championship, and he's already going to be exempt to every major championship, really. So he can build his schedule around that. And, you know, speaking of his injuries and stuff, he seems to have a handle on it. And I spoke a lot with him, you know, via text over the last couple years when he was going through some stuff. And, you know, I wouldn't say I'm great friends with him. I'm, you know, just more of text message buddies and see him when we're at tournaments. And I think he has a lot of respect for what I've been through. And I can understand what he has to go through, you know, physically and a little bit mentally. I mean, I've had to deal with death. He hasn't had to really deal with that, but it's not easy when your body's not working and
right.
when you have some personal issues. You know, I had some personal issues myself off the golf course, and it's hard to play golf. So he got hit with a double whammy, and I think he's in a good place right now. And
that actually brings me to my next question, is that you have had health issues, and I know you don't want to be known as the heart transplant guy. You want to be Eric Compton, who's got a great golf game. But how has that affected your ability to play golf, and how does it affect you in the future, and will you have to have a third?
Well, again, that gets back to what Tiger said this morning. You know, how about just focusing on today? And, you know, I get asked that question a lot with my health, and I've always had to take it day by day. So there might be a day where I have to visit that, but I can't really think about those situations on a daily basis. I just, you know, I'm very thankful and happy that I'm healthy right now, and I have an opportunity to play this week. It's been a long journey that I've had. You know, yesterday was my 27-year anniversary of my first heart transplant. And, you know, my daily routine is probably different than most professional athletes. You know, I've had to gather a lot of my strength through my mind and belief. And, you know, if you probably did a lie detector test, I think I'm 6'4", 220 pounds. You know, when I see Koepka or any of those guys, you know, in my mind, I feel like I could probably knock him out. But that's just the strong will that I have in my head, you know. And I've had to be that way my whole life. And you know, kind of visualizing yourself as a healthier person than you really are. And that's pretty much why I've played with that fight my whole life. And I think I've had success as a transplant recipient. You know, forget about the golf. Forget about just being a recipient alone is tough. And I think what you said, you know, it's not that I don't want to be known as a transplant recipient, because I think as I've gotten older, I've embraced that and been an ambassador for transplant recipients. Because I know how much I can inspire other people to, you know, get out of bed. And it's not just the transplant. It's whether people have cancer or, other underlying issues that they have to deal with on a daily basis, depression or, you know, my situation. I've just been very, very blessed to be able to handle the adversity. You know, that's a gift in itself that I think that I was able to get from God, was to be able to handle emotional trauma and stress. And that's what I try to pass on to other people, is just, you know, getting out of bed and forgetting about, you know, the things that happened yesterday. You got to move. You got to keep moving forward, because it's the only way to live life.
You know, speaking of moving forward, we hear it all the time from guys saying they're close. You know, the game is close. But you really did feel that way. You know, you mentioned obviously playing well in a couple of starts on the web.com this year. You had the lead down in the Bahamas event through 54 holes. I won't bring up the final round, but yeah. You know, your game was in a good place, and you. I think we talked the other day, and you'd said that you weren't surprised that you Monday qualified or shot 65. And just how close do you feel to, say, playing the kind of golf that you were playing back in 2014 when you did finish runner up at the U.S. Open?
I mean, I feel like it's a good question. I don't really know, and I don't think any professional athlete knows how close they are until they get over the hurdle.
Sure.
When I'm hitting balls at home and playing tournaments, I'm seeing some really cool, neat things. And, you know, when I hit shots out of the window, and the ball flight is doing what I want, you get excited because you feel like you're close. But then again, you got to get the job done. So, my first step was getting here and into a big tournament, and you're only as good as your opportunity. So my opportunity here is at a big place, on a big golf course, and hopefully I can continue to play the way that I've been playing the last few weeks. You know, some of these guys are so great, they do it every week. You know, it's like getting up in the morning and having their cereal. They're just going to be in the top 10. you know, when I talk about playing well and having a good tournament, you know, for me, those are different obstacles that I have to deal with. We're all talented athletes and hitting shots, but there is, you know, there's the pressure of it and how your body holds up under pressure. And that's my biggest hurdle, is it's not the talent, it's not the shots, it's being able to produce good golf under a lot of stress with my medical situation. And so I'm not competing against really anybody on the field. I'm competing against myself, really, of being able to control that. And as we talked, you know, I was leading the tournament in the Bahamas for 3 days. and at one point I had a 4-shot lead, and you know, I gave it back on Sunday with a terrible hole, and you know, ended up shooting a really high score. And I just decided, you know what, I'm not going to dwell on it. I just move forward, and you know, it was a tough situation. I ended up breaking my caddy, and we had a relationship for 3 years, and I think he'd had enough of it. I just don't go there, and you keep doing it, eventually the door opens.
Right.
And that's kind of how the U.S. Open was for me. I mean, it was just controlling my emotions, and it's difficult. It's difficult to do that and walk 18 and have that tremendous adrenaline with a transplant. I think probably makes it a lot harder. That's my ultimate goal, is to win a golf tournament walking and playing at that high level.
Eric, well, thank you so much for your time. God bless you. Glad you're healthy. Glad you're doing better. And we'd love nothing more than to see you standing on the par 5 18th green on Sunday, holding the trophy at the end.
I appreciate it. And next time we have you guys have me on, we'll do a little gossip, and it won't be so serious.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We'd love to have you on anytime. You are welcome here on the podcast anytime you want to come on.
Yeah, I mean, I think that one thing I will say is, because of my story, you know, and it is a serious story, but outside, if you get to know me and have a beer, I'm not all about the serious side of life. So.
Yeah, no, I've actually had one interaction with you on a golf course, and you were extremely funny. I met you at a tournament, and you were very candid and very funny, and I really enjoyed it, actually.
Actually, don't you have a pro-am story about that?
Well, I do have a pro-am story, but I don't think Eric wants me to tell that story on the podcast, so I'm going to sit on it for a little bit.
All right, till next time.
We'll do that for part two.
Good deal. Thank you very much, Eric. Have a great day, man.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Good luck. See you later. Bye-bye.
I think you've had enough.
Playing through.
No? Now you've had enough.
With Froggy and Wacker.
Bitch.